Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
Yeah, so today we're addressing something that is very, very key, very important. Where we live in an era where jobs are hard to find. We have people who've been looking for jobs for 15 years, 20 years. Mm. Some have even given up. But, you know, sometimes you get to a point where things are so tough, you'll just take any job, not knowing it's a scam. So today, make it make sense, how to spot fake job adverts.
Yeah, and in case people are wondering how far things could go, I mean, Glenn, you and I have spoken about this off air. Remember the group of South Africans who were rescued from Myanmar?
23 of them.
Yes.
Were they what?
They were rescued from Myanmar. It was about 23 of them. And it turns out they were taken to that country and were tortured and there were other human rights violations. But they were rescued just days before there was an earthquake.
Yes.
Where thousands of people died in Myanmar. So things can take a turn.
Yeah. Sure, that's great.
Right? And so anyway, I suppose that's an extreme kind of example of how far things can go, how far things can go. But there are many other implications, even if you don't leave the country, if you find yourself on the receiving end of some of these job scams. And that's why we've decided to bring in, as always, an expert to help us think through these different things. Today, we're joined by Justin Durand, a key recruitment managing director, and is with us via our telephone line. Justin, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So let's begin with some of the basic questions that I think are top of mind for a lot of people. Five easy to spot signs that a job post or an ad that you're seeing is likely to be a scam. What would you say those are?
The first one is that a reputable agency is never going to use a Gmail or your Yahoo Mail when they approach you. So they will always have, like we have, key recruitment. It'll be Justin at keyrecruitment.co.za or .com. It'll be a professional address, and you'll be able to check the website from that address. And also, with these scammers, they'll often use poor grammar. It'll be from the Gmail, and you'll see the spelling mistakes, and it's not well written. So that's the first one.
Sure.
The second one is that a recruitment agency, a reputable recruitment agency, is never going to ask you to pay for a fee. They're never going to ask a fee from you. We ask that fee from the client. When we do checks on you, we pay for those checks. We don't ever ask the candidate to pay for the checks. So if a recruitment agency is saying, oh, we just need 100 rand to register you, that is a scam.
Fair enough.
So,
I suppose this then will differ with a person maybe who's employed at a certain company who says, if you give me 500 bucks, I'll make sure that your CV is on top. Because you find that they are a bit more organized type of scams, which I've seen, where a person says, I work at Kaya 959, they use my name and say, Khumozo from Kaya 959, listen, I see you're looking for a job, if you give me 500 bucks, I'll but they're using all legitimate names, Glenn Skomba. That might be harder to spot.
It is. You see, what you must always do is you must go on to the, you know, today, any reputable person who's working in recruitment, you can go in and have a look at their LinkedIn profile, or you can phone the company on the company number that's on the website to verify. So we often, even on our website, we've got a scam alert there, because, you know, people prey on desperate people.
Yeah.
So they'll say, this is an offer. You know, we've got an offer for you. We just need your bank details, and you need to sign here. Now, what they're trying to do is get your details so that they can use your details to, you know, to register a false identity. So never give your bank details, never sign something under pressure. And, you know, if something seems to be good, so they'll say, oh, look, you can work from home, it's online, don't worry. If it's too good to be true, it's not true.
So one other question that I would like to ask is, what about the international scammers? You know, you leave your country, going to another country, like the 23 South Africans who were rescued. Yes. Apparently, they had been offered jobs, I think, in Bangkok or yeah, one of those places, but they ended up in Myanmar. How did that come about? What happened there?
Well, you get companies that act as, you know, go-betweens, and what they try and do is recruit people to go to a certain country. So there's a lot of, for example, teachers that go to China, Thailand, Singapore. And so these go-between country companies, what they sometimes do is they paid just to procure people, but they don't always check the conditions that those people are going to live in. For example, we got a request, and I won't name the country, to provide certain teachers. And then when we asked several questions like, where are the people staying? Send us a picture of where the people will be staying. How far are they staying from where they'll be working? Is food included? Is health insurance included? When we asked all those questions, suddenly they didn't want to deal with us. So, and the other thing is, you must only deal with a reputable, well-known company, number one. And then number two, ask them for references. So if they're wanting you to go and work somewhere, then say, then a person who's applying should say, please can I contact someone that's currently working there to understand the conditions of employment? Because overseas, the minute you go overseas, you need to make 100% sure and get everything in writing before you leave, because you're, depending on which country you're in, the same employment rights that we have in South Africa are exceptional and protect the employee. Other countries don't have those same specific basic rights.
Sure. Fair enough. You know, I always say social media is the best and the worst thing to have happened to us. A lot of these adverts are distributed on WhatsApps, many of them on social media platforms. What's your advice, Justin, about how seriously people should take those posts? And I know it's a bit of an unfair question, because I think some of them are legitimate.
Yeah, look, most of your jobs, you know, these people, they post and they say, these are hiring managers, apply your CV here. Most of those are not legitimate, unfortunately. What people must do is, you know, they must use well-established platforms like, for example, PNET, Indeed, and LinkedIn. Those are very well-established platforms. And if you apply for a job on there, it's going to get to the company that you're applying to. There's a lot of other job boards which are not well known, and what some of these job boards do is they take jobs off the other job boards to try and create more business. So my advice to people is use the well-established job boards and apply for those jobs.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, times are so hard out there that when you see job offers, you don't even have time to go and find out if this is
legit.
You just apply. The next thing you find yourself in trouble.
Yeah. But don't ever give your bank details. Don't ever pay a recruiter.
Fair enough. I think those are nice, easy takeaways to hold on to. Justin Durant, thanks very much indeed for helping us understand some of these complex issues. Justin is Managing Director with Key Recruitment.
So maybe we can ask our Kaya family if they know of people or themselves, you know, have they ever been
scammed?
Offered jobs.
There's a guy, a friend of mine, Kamala Kusil, he's a teacher, like a qualified teacher.
Yeah.
So put down my qualifications, get a call to say, we are hiring at this school. He goes to the school and they don't know anything about the hiring. Guess what?
Wow.
So he paid R1,000 to a guy that knows a guy that will take you into the boardroom.
That's what they
so
do.
That you get interviewed. Because the ad is on. So somehow the ad is on social media.
Yeah.
Looks legitimate. They have a school badge and everything there. Yeah. But you go there and the person that is there as a recruiter that you must submit your papers and everything for to does not even have an idea who you are. Sure.
Guys, and in the time of AI, don't forget that they can fake people's faces now and actually make the video talk. So you got to be extra vigilant. Otherwise, Ayanda Nyati is going to be there. Kaya is hiring guys as Ayanda ke AI. So you have to be extra, extra careful. I know times are tough, but we got to be vigilant.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So we're trying to make it make sense today. How to spot fake advertisements. We've got a caller on the line. Hello. Hey, Charity.
Hi there. Naledi
Soweto. We're good.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been scammed before, and the scamming was through job seeking. Yeah, with the high rate of unemployment, here I was post-matric, searching for jobs. And then I came to this advertisement about your housekeeping, your waitressing, bartendering, that kind of stuff in Kempton Park. And then I went thinking it's an interview. Getting there, we were told we must pop out money for training, and then definitely we will be placed in one of the restaurants and you know. And yeah, I did pop out the money. It was 500 rand at that time. And so, but the thing is, we were distributed to different places. So I was placed in Tepo Temba Hospital to assist in their kitchen. So I guess the 500 was dead because we never got the job placement. So I was assisting in their kitchen, like helping the chef to cook for the patients.
Okay.
So you were placed?
So it was a training for 5 days, so just for a week. And then we were told after that training, 5 day training, we are getting placed for the permanent job, yeah, but then it never went through that.
Are you scammed by professionals?
I know not scammed by professionals.
It's the same thing with Shoko. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you very much for your call.
Thanks, Charity.
When you say Khumuzo, so some of these people design the whole system to look so professional that you don't see the holes in it, so that you ube veld. Otherwise, it's a limal of it.
Yeah.
You know what, Len, I'm glad that you raised this thing. But then, however, the guy who is working on the radio, the very same scammers are listening. And I think this makes them even more clever. Like, you're showing them their weak points. You're actually telling them what not to do, because people now are getting clever and clever. So, you know, these people are always 3 steps ahead of us. I might be wrong. But then, Man Kulma isn't this fun analyst. We radio. These people, they are listening. So now they are like bapala pants, which is okay. These are the things espising us. So like, about spelling is wrong, they will check those things. Yeah, but then thanks for raising this, Buffet.
I think we need to talk about these things.
We can't just keep quiet.
And if you keep quiet and we think these people don't know what they're doing, they know exactly what they're doing.
How?
There are ways, man. But at the same time, someone is looking for a job right now.
And was nearly paying that 500
rand. Today, what about that person there?
No, and listen, scammers will always find cleverer ways to scam people with or without the conversation. If you look at even credit card fraud, say it's a halang now with Uber. Remember, you had an Uber incident. You found out that it's not actually Uber. By a short message, you're going to get Uber.
These people are smart.
Guys, these people go out of their way. That's why you also need to go out of your way to be vigilant.
I mean, it's like someone saying, but you guys, you're talking about boys who are heartbreakers. Now that
they're listening, they're going to write it down and they say, oh, so if all they catch us here, if you're cheating,
this is how they're going to catch you.
But that's cool.
There's no other way. Awareness is good.
In relation to Ayanda's segment today with the recruiter, I think that one of the things that we might not fully take into account is that a blue-collar worker, industrial, artisanal worker doesn't necessarily always go through the LinkedIn process and the checks and balances or even a grammatical error, because I know someone who's gotten a job is the mindset. No, so-and-so got a job like this. So the how to check for certain things might not be the same.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I get what you... I mean, how do you know that you won't qualify to be a housekeeper or a gardener at a certain estate? You won't know until you are scammed. That's why, guys, I don't know how you verify.
Sure.
Verify and verify.
You
think
don't know
about
until
it.
You're scammed.
You don't know until you're scammed. When that call doesn't come and you paid 700 rand to be placed, remember, there are these mamas that group themselves. So, utole the helper, housekeepers, maids, talesoto, utola through claim.
Yeah, but I think the most important thing that you can take away from this conversation is that you will never be asked to pay.
Absolutely.
Do you know?
Upfront.
I think that's the most important thing. 13 to 5.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
You know, desperation, it will make you do stranger things. My sister's also looking for jobs, and then she found these recruiters via Facebook. Libona barbabata 700 rand for registration or something like that, so that they can find jobs. So this was very informative.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys are doing this. Make it make sense. May I humbly request to Ayanda, I don't know if it's possible, to do a Make It Make Sense on traveling agencies scam. They are very big and people are being scammed left, right and center. I am a victim, so it's very painful to be scammed, especially when you get to the airport, you are told, no, your ticket is not booked. So please, traveling agents scams.
And like, I was once scammed 2018. I was so desperate for an internship. I wanted this thing, but like police clearance. You have to pay for police clearance. Hey, but better pay police clearance. And then, yeah, that's how I got scammed. And then after that, I learned, or like, I shouldn't pay for any job.
Oh, guys, Gumtree. People, please stay away from Gumtree. Gumtree, guys, in a trauma, because people, they are just there with their own tendencies. Aisham, Gumtree is a red flag. I think it was back in 2016, 2015. I used to think, okay, Gumtree, you know, because, I mean, some agents actually used to use Gumtree back then. You did both post your details on Gumtree. People will be contacting you for other reasons.
I remember a time where we were called for these special auditions or like a job interview, but also slash audition. And I remember getting there. My agency had sent me there and everything looked legit. There were teleprompters. Some of the people who were at that audition, because you had to come at specific times. There were some really big names there and I can't even mention who those people's names are. And when did the audition, everything went well. They were, you know, just really reputable people, and then left there, then ended up getting correspondence, not from my agency, but from them directly saying, you're through to the next level, you're through to the next level. And essentially you would get the chance to work for Fox in America. All of the correspondence looked so legitimate, only to find that a few weeks later, my agent called back and said, no, this seems to be a scam. And I was so confused because I'd made it to the last round. Basically, within a week's time, I was going to be taken to America, only to find out years later that this was Thabo Bester and Nandipa's scam.
Hello, Jessica.
Hey. It's crazy here.
Fox and fun.
I know a couple of ladies that were also part of the Thabo Bester scam.
Remember, there was that whole conference of Yaba Asadi, Thabo Bester, all our big wigs were there.
Hey, I'm relieved I was not booked.
Like,
yes,
that gig.
All the big wigs were there. They
scammed.
Had an MC.
Scammed. By one person.
Alagotrongo.
I know people are going through a lot. I know people are going through a lot. You need a job. But please make sure that you do check these things. Do your extra homework, Nyana. To go an extra mile to find the one saying, offering you a job are legitimate.
Yeah. Imagine parting with your last 700 rand.
Because
you need a job.
And you've borrowed the 700.
I'm sure you, yes.
Because but it's guaranteed. If you pay, this is guaranteed, we're placing it.
Nah.
kunale scam lesabasenzayo sokuthi abantu baze kuma interview nama laptop bese bathushi laptop I company ezokufakela I software ozosebenza ngalo mase so employed so abantu baba nokama laptop kanjalo bese ma ungana laptop bathushi phone umuntu mase sekalinda ukuthi bambizele for umsebenzi makafona labantu laba basekho sebabalekile uthola I building empty
khona ezinye zase Jozi zayenza I college an entire college Lawrence College, t-shirts, building, everything. Barakistar abantu. Aha, academic here, Magmelitali. Hey, hey. I building, what all of you, Mamma, saying is a mathematics, Telela, Patti, Bambi.
Make it make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.